Okay, today we're going to do on the Tilas Yadayim, going backwards a bit. We did Berachas HaShachar, Ashiyotza, Revakai, Neshama. Before that is on the Tilas Yadayim, which appears on page Lamed Aleph in the Sefer and Tefillah. The Bracha on the Tilas Yadayim.
It's there.
It's here?
It's there.
I think it got ripped out.
No, there.
The question is, when you say on the Tilas Yadayim, since you're saying it on washing, it's a little strange to say it in shul. I think it's just missing there. We'll find it. Find it by the meal.
After
Adon Olam. It's interesting. Rav Schwab says to say it after Adon Olam. I guess that's where the Siddur got it. Wow. It's hard for me to understand, because on the Tilas Yadayim is a bracha on the washing. So why it comes this way? Okay, let's see what he says. He's going to talk, in the piece we're going to learn today, is not about the nusach of the bracha. First he talks about the obligation of washing in the morning. And then he talks about the bracha. Being this is the first bracha in the Sefer, he will teach in this piece, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, what exactly it means, blessed are you. That, I think, is the second part of it. But our Siddurim have it when you get to shul, right? But you have to... So, I don't know, they don't have Yigdal. You guys don't have Yigdal. You say Yigdal at...
Yeah, it's here.
Right, he does have Yigdal.
No.
The Dreitzen Globin.
I don't know.
Globin's article.
Right,
the Dreitzen Globin article. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway.
The Arizal says not to say Yigdal.
The Arizal says not to say Yigdal.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people keep the Arizal. Okay. Anyway, he talks about the obligation to wash one's hands. And this is probably one of the most fascinating twists in Jewish history, in halacha. You ask any child why you wash, we call it negel vaser, and you wash because of a ruach tumah that's on the hands. Now let's see what he says. There's no such idea brought in Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say anything about the commonly known concept, and we'll see where it comes from. Let's start with the Rosh and the Rashba, which is where he begins. Mitzvah d'rabbanan al kol adam Yisrael litol yada b'shachris ulevarech al netilas yadayim. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan for every Jew to wash his hands in the morning and to make the bracha. Why? Nechleku harishayim b'tam achiyuv. We find two opinions in the rishayim in the reason for the obligation, and both are brought in halacha. L'harosh, the Rosh says the reason is, when we sleep, our hands are busy. And certainly during the sleep, we tend to touch ourselves, and we certainly touch. According to the Rosh, the obligation to wash every morning is no different than anybody who knows he touched a covered part of his body where he is obligated to wash. In the morning, though, we make a bracha on the Tilas Yadayim. We don't do that all day. Now, I do have to tell you that according to the Gra, you wash before davening, Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, you make on the Tilas Yadayim. Thus, he holds, the Tilas Yadayim is not a morning bracha. It's a prior to davening bracha. It's a preparation for davening bracha. The Rosh says, your hands are scunny, you say, you touch your shoes, you touch a sweaty part of your body, you have to wash. So that is a din of preparation for davening. So therefore, it's not only shachris, it's mincha or ma'ariv, any time a person makes such a bracha. Now we do not make such a bracha, and we'll see why in a moment. But that's shita number one, the Rosh. Well, our Rashba, the Rashba has a totally different reason. Every morning a person is like a new creation. The Pasuk says, Chadoshim la bekorim rabba emunasecha. Chadoshim la bekorim, we're new every morning. And ukamaisha hakayin, ha'ived bebeis hamigdash, ha'yitzarch litfol ulakadish yodav ragla b'chol biker. Just as the kayin in the beis hamigdash toivled both his hands and his feet every morning. It's not related to davening. It's related to serving Hashem every day. For some reason, they were not misaka washing your feet. He's saying that also comes from Beri Chadash. That's what he's saying. It's a Beri Chadash every morning. And we want to reinforce that. The person should get up in the morning with a new hischachos, with a renewal. And we really want to enforce it. And therefore we wash. Now, there's a basic difference between the two. What happens if you wake up in the morning and you use the bathroom or you touch yourself and you know that you're going to have to do it again before davening? Let's say somebody gets very early. Sometimes people work, or sometimes you get up for slichus. What's a tainis? You wake up early and eat. And you know you're going to have to use the bathroom again. Which washing is the mitzvah? Is it the morning washing or the pre-davening washing? Well, according to the Rosh, it's the pre-davening washing. The whole point is that in preparation for davening, you wash. According to Rashba, it's the morning washing. Chadashim labakarim, that you're new every morning.
And get up before day?
Oh, so he's going to talk about that as well. Shrav's going to talk about that as well. Let's see. According to Rashba, you don't. According to Rashba, you only need the first washing, and that's it. Now, you do have to wash. You go to the bathroom. You always have to wash, even to make hamaitzi, or to make even mezainis.
But if you didn't go to the bathroom, then it would only be negligible.
It's only one. So he brings a list. What? Why we wash 1, 1, 1, 1? Okay, that's sort of a separate question, but the one, we have to wash. For these reasons, we not have to wash three times. We wash three times because of Rach Ra. It's really for the third reason, which is sort of the hidden reason that's not mentioned here, which we'll talk about. Now, first, let's finish the Rosh and the Rashba. So the Rosh and the Rashba give these two reasons. He says differences between the Rosh and the Rashba are, number one, Im Yashen Im Bati Yadayim Al Yadav. If you live in Alaska, you went to sleep with gloves on your hands. Or some people have eczema, have other things. They put cream and then they put gloves on. They want to make the linen dirty. Or he fell asleep fully dressed and he's not touching any part of his body. You stay up all night. According to the Rosh, it's only because you touch yourself when you sleep. But in these cases, you don't have to wash. Ula Rashba, even if you stay up all night, tzarech, you have to. For yitol yadav b'loy bracha, kisaf brachas lahakol. We make safik brachas lahakol. Now, if you remember, we tell people they're up all night, like Shavuos night or any night. The person's up all night. Mishnah Berurah says that if you go to the bathroom before davening, you should make sure to touch a covered part of your body. And then you have no safik. What he means is, well, according to the Rashba, you have to make a bracha anyway, even if you stay up. According to the Rosh, you don't have to because you didn't touch a makom mechus in your body. If you know you did, so Mishnah Berurah could just say do it, but he means a person goes to the bathroom, so it's not unusual to do it. So those are the two reasons. We wash for one reason, but make a bracha only when both reasons apply. Vim hishkim kaidim ar hayayim. If somebody wakes up before Aleis HaShachar, the days you say slichis and you get up when it's still night, which today people don't seem to do. By the Yekis, they say slichis when it's still night out.
But every Shana and every people done breaks down at 5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning, okay. So if he gets up at that time, v'lei beirach beis kumai shita sarashba. If you didn't make a bracha when you got up like the Rashba, shechiv netila ad hayosik a beri chadash ainu ba'baiker. You only a beri chadash in the new day. Chadashim la bikorim. Ozek shiyer ayayim tzarch netila sidayim bebracha. L'chein aminig. We really should do this meaning here. Sha'achar amiris haslichais. Koidim atfila. Machriz hachazin bekoil. Netila sidayim. They give a clap and they scream out, Netilas Yadayim, Lahaskir Hamayin, Sheetul Yadayim, Shein is Kaidim Atfila. Now the 7:15 minyan and the 8 o'clock minyan don't need it, but the earlier minyan, the minyan certainly that was Vesikin, almost everybody washed before Aleis HaShachar. Now, that time of the year, sunrise tends to be about 6:20, 6:30, sunrise, let's say 6:30. So, slichus, most of the time really is after alayis. You can wash after alayis. You still have to wash after you get to shul. You wake up early, you wash. It's before alayis ha-shachar. And you have to remember to wash again after alayis ha-shachar. You have to wash a second time. So, what?
The 6:20 in day, like a certain day, is sure
is before a sunrise in New York gets as late as 7:30. Sunrise gets 7:30, 6:20. Yeah.
Yep.
Much of the year that you have to be careful to be aware of it. So he says their custom is they give a klap and they announce the Tehillas Yadayim to remind people
to wash. You could eat,
yeah, except Yom Kippur. But yeah, the first day you could eat before Alice.
Should you be touching a part of your body as mechusa with this?
You see, here you don't have to because you slept. When you get up for sleep, you did sleep. So you chayiv as the rush. And then when dawn comes, you chayiv because of the rajba, so then you wash. You wash again. So this is the aside, of why we wash. In which case. So you see, if you get up early, you can't make a bracha on that because it's only like the rush. So later, if you're going to wash like the rush, well, you can make the bracha in the morning. Now, if the bracha would have to be made next to the Tehillas Yadayim, you couldn't do that. But for reasons that are not so clear, we're not makbid to say the Tehillas Yadayim right next to the bracha. In the next paragraph, he explains that we don't make the bracha over lasiyasa. Normally, you make the bracha before because it's not right to make a bracha and then clean your hands. So you clean your hands first, then you make the bracha second. But someone naps Shabbos afternoon for more than 30 minutes, so he has to wash. But he doesn't make a bracha. Now, the reason to wash is the following. According to the Rashba, he doesn't have to wash. It's not Chadashim Labakar. Even according to the Rosh, he has to wash before Mincha. He doesn't have to wash right when he wakes up. There's a third reason, which is not brought in the Beis Yosef or in the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah brings it right on the first page of Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph. The reason, the Kabbalistic reason of Ruach Tumah. That when a person is sleeping, it's the 60th of Misa, and there's a Ruach Tumah on the person.
Okay. And he had Ruach Tumah at 2:00 in the afternoon also?
No, it's night sleep, which is a Ruach Tumah. Yeah, we're Noyig, that even if you slept by day, you still wash. But the Kemisa is really primarily at night. We call it Negelvasser. Most people have no clue why is that to do with Negelvasser? What? Because the Ruach Ra slips out through your fingers and it stays on your nails. The Ruach Ra somehow stays on the finger. We don't know exactly what it means, but the Gemara says that in the morning before you wash, you shouldn't touch with your fingers any nekev in the body, your nose, your eyes. Even though it says to wash your eyes, you should hold it in matlis with a towel. But we don't touch nekavim until we wash because of this inyan of Ruach Ra. So the Ruach Ra inyan is found. In the Gemara, it's found.
Yeah,
it says tikotzeit. The Gemara says a very strong lashon. Yad lepet tikotzeit. Rather, put a hand to a mouth, the person should cut it off, which is a very strong expression. So there are these reasons. It's interesting that until that Rizal, all the Kabbalistic reasons were hidden. They were not spoken of. They were sort of an undercurrent of Hanhaga. And after that Rizal, it became expressed by the Paiskim, by the later Paiskim, not by the Mechaber. Mechaber and that Rizal, Mechaber was a few years older than that Rizal. The Beis Yosef, the Ramah, and that Rizal all died within 2.5 years. Between 1572 and 1575. It must have been a very scary time. But they were contemporaries. That Rizal was very young when he died. Was he in his 30s? And Ramon's also young. Yeah, I didn't know that.
So if it hadn't been mentioned in the Gemara, because otherwise we said you don't paskin from Kabbalah.
We're machmir like Kabbalah, not make like Kabbalah. So we all machpel like a ball. Now the Gemara does mention, like I said, Yad Lepeti Kotze. It says a person who doesn't wash Negelvasser shouldn't touch his body, shouldn't touch. So it's in a way a bit of a difficult.
So even if the Gemara wouldn't have said that, we would still.
When machmir, we don't take out a sefer Arizal and be machpel like Arizals, because we don't understand Arizals. When Paiskim bring that Arizal, then with Machber like Darizal. I think the Ben Ishchai writes in his Agdamen, he was a Baal Kabbalah, that If he ever quotes the Zayar, it's not because he saw it in the Zayar, because he doesn't understand Zayar. But other places can bring the Zayar, so he dares to explain it. And I don't know if he says the same about the Arizal, but it's the same thing. People open up the Arizal and they tell you things. It's hard to know what the Arizal meant, he writes. He didn't write anything. Reb Chaim Vital wrote what he saw by the Arizal. He's by the Arizal for a year and a half, period. And that's what we have. We call Kisvei Ari, Reb Chaim Vital's writings. Like he says, he doesn't. There's nothing written in the Arizal about Shemitah because it wasn't Shemitah that year and a half. So, but it's just historically, it's fascinating that this the concept of Negelwasser was not written about until, at least not in Sifrei Nigla, until after the Arizal, and then it became the Halach Yelech that everybody's aware of, and that pretty much was a change. So these are the reasons that we wash. In effect, three reasons: the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Kabbalistic reason that we have. Now here he mentions in the next paragraph the fact that we make the bracha afterwards, as we all know. Aviyesh la'ayin, shay kol brachas mevarach leim oivel asiyasan, v'lam yishtana brachas zushim mevarachim davka achar netila. Why does this bracha said afterwards? Chay mitzino b'tfila. You go to the mikvah. Shemavarchin acharat tefila, a bracha is made after tefillin. Vatamhu, mepas she'enay nochin. It's not proper. Levarach kaidim sheyitar yadav, a kaidim sheyitfal, to make a bracha and then cleanse your hands. Why make a bracha and then be tefill? Parenthetically, he adds that many have the custom to tefill, make a bracha and tefill again by tefila, both by tefillas gerim and tefillas noshim. They tevil, make a bracha and tevil again, even though the real tefillah is the first one.
And kelim also?
No. Kelim we make the bracha beforehand, so there's no issue. But by tefillah sekov. Ubefrat ger lo yuchal levarech.
They don't say bracha by tevil again.
You tevil metal or glass kelim, you make a bracha.
When we go,
we don't. No. A ger does or a woman. A ger and a woman. A man doesn't make a bracha by tefillin. Mashiach will come, we will. The Dine Tumah will apply again. Befrat ger lo yuchal levarach kol zman shelo itov al sharei ani Yehudi at achar tefillah. He's not Jewish until after he tevils. Omno lefizah yorei levarach until sidayim tekef achar tefillah. Really, until sidayim should be immediately after washing. Ela. Kivan shame of Archadai Velazi Yasan. Once, but not Makvid to do it beforehand, Shuv Yochalavarech Achahar Bizman. You could wait, and we says, Samcha Akadmainim Lavarech Brochazuva Besakneses. And this is where the custom comes to say it in Shul. Achishkaraschanu Atfilo Vamarnu Adain Alam. Shebizmanam Teramam Tsasat Fos, Lainimtsu. He says an interesting reason. He says, before the printing press, Lainimtsu Rakma Atsidurim Biksavyan. They have very few sidurim. People didn't know how to make a bracha. Skinu. Shem is shas. It's a bracha basic nesses. Avakola writes yochal avarech kadim shem basic nesses. And lemaisa, I always say it at home. And the way to shul, you can't learn if you don't say bracha Torah beforehand. So especially me, I have a long walk. So I try to say karmanis on the way. Even if I drive, I could say karmanis on the way. And If you don't say Berachas HaTorah, then it's an issue. Okay, now we're going to do next time is the definition of Baruch Atah Hashem, which needs explanation. Blessed are you, God. Who are you to bless God? So we'll keep you in suspense till tomorrow night. I mean, it's Hashem, and we'll continue with Baruch Atah.